Hello and welcome to the German New Medicine Stories podcast. May listening bring liberation and lightness to your healing journey. Please note that nothing that I or any of my guests say here is or should be misinterpreted as medical information or advice. These are personal stories, not prescriptions. So today I interviewed a woman named Kaylee, all about a recent resolution of her adrenal program, the symptom of which is chronic fatigue, exhaustion, a symptom that, is very, very rampant for most modern women. And a big topic, in the alternative health world that has been associated with all kinds of different things that, in Germany medicine, we understand are actually the result of an adaptation to a conflict shock, that it's part of a biological program. And, I work with a lot of women to solve this symptom. And what I see as the most common conflict, because there are multiple adaptations that can create chronic fatigue, but I see this adrenal program as the most common one, at least for the women who come to me. So I'm really stoked to have this story on the podcast. And I'm also really, really appreciate this case study because it's a great example of why, if someone is interested in, having success and with practical application of German New Medicine, why you should never assume that your symptom is a result of one of the exceptions to the five biological laws. The three exceptions are injury, malnutrition, and poisoning. And I just really encourage everyone, to find willingness to consider, especially if you have a very kind of entrenched belief that your symptom is the result. I mean, most of the women I work with, they come to me, not most, but if someone thinks their symptoms are a result of the exception, it's pretty much always poisoning that they think caused it, whether that be, mold toxicity or, vaccine injury or whatever. And, just in my experience, I really actually have never found that to be the case. When we really dig in, there's always a special biological program and there's just more going on. So yeah, this is a really great example because Kaylee's symptoms, so she's 37 at the time of this recording. They started when she was 16 in the aftermath of a really traumatic brain injury. And so yeah, it's a great case study for so many reasons. And I'm sure you all love it. Yeah, hope you enjoy.
Well, I am currently a practicing naturopathic doctor. And so I've been in the alternative like medicine world or for about, I was like, it's been over a decade, right? Because like, even though I went to school in my late 20s, I was interested a lot earlier than that. So my mom's a medical doctor. And so I was raised in this like very much conventional medical system. And I don't know what it was, but I remember having these moments of like when I was in the doctor's office, like feeling like nervous or feeling like something wasn't right. And then also like not getting the answers I was looking for. So like having this desire to find other ways to help my health. And so, in college, I was a vegetarian. Like I thought that was healthy. I was like, I can't remember if I was like taking supplements at that time, but after college, after undergraduate studies, I was a field guide for a wilderness therapy program. And one of the founders was a naturopathic doctor. And so the whole program like was embedded with like holistic medicine, right? And so like, we had nature, we had movement, we had homeopathic remedies in our first aid kit. So that's been a big part of my journey. And like, it's awesome having found German New Medicine so recently. It's almost, it's like, oh, this, I've been trying to find answers to things. And I'm like, oh, this makes the most sense of like anything I've ever come across in my life. And it's just like putting those puzzle pieces together of like what, how it makes sense. And so when, yeah, like I first heard about German New Medicine last summer on a podcast, I looked up the website. It made no freaking sense to me. I was so confused and I was like, okay, well That's going nowhere. And then I don't know how I found your podcast, but I think I was just like looking for more information about, again, I don't remember, but I found your podcast. I like binged it. I was like every episode listening to that, like I think a couple multiple times. And then and I booked an appointment with you because I was like, oh, I want to dive into this. I want to learn more. I want to figure this out. Freya seems really cool. And I'm so glad I did. And so went going into that first appointment, Freya, I like wrote, you know, I filled out that whatever intake form you have where it's like, you know, list your symptoms, don't list diagnoses.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So listed a few symptoms, was like, okay, we're gonna talk about all of these because I'm used to like, you know, my appointment's an hour and a half, like getting through like, you know, head to toe.
Right. That's not what was about to happen.
And then with you, it was like, even like, and we'll get into this, but like I had flare up, like, I don't know, the day or two before we talked. And so we ended up talking about this, the fatigue, and that's all we talked about for 2 hours, but it was amazing. Cause I felt like I really got it. I understood it. And it resolved these like episodes of, for the most part, it's resolved these episodes of fatigue that like made no sense to me. So that's my introduction.
Okay. Maybe before we get into your story briefly, because I'll just talk about the adrenal program. Cause I don't think someone on the podcast yet with this program. So this conflict, the you know, conflict content, the kind of emotional tone is one of it's a like a direction conflict. Like I've gone in the wrong direction. I've bet on the wrong horse. I've made the wrong decision. You know, and the person who's experiencing kind of has the feeling that it's, you know, kind of irrevocable in some way. Like they've really effed up. And now things, you know, their dream life or their, you know, their finances or their way of parenting or whatever can go in so many different ways is kind of ruined. And so this, you know, as people are quite used to, I'm sure, listening to the podcast, you know, most symptoms are healing phase symptoms. So in the two-phase pattern of, you know, we have the conflict and then someone becomes conflict active. And then once they have the resolution, that's when they experience the symptoms. This program is different in that the person will experience the symptom in the conflict active phase. And so the symptom, it's very intelligent. It's one of like total exhaustion. So it feels like your battery pack is just being taken out. Like you have to have a nap basically when you're conflict active with it. And the biological purpose is that, you know, you're going in the wrong direction. Like you are going down the wrong path. And so your biology just, you know, makes you sit down on the path so that you don't get further down the path. And so while you're conflict active, the depending, you know, the conflict load, the degree of conflict activity will determine the level of exhaustion. But it, you know, it's intense. I've run this program as well. And it's like, I need to sleep. Like, and the sleep also because, so you know, when you're in the healing phase of many different programs, you know, exhaustion can be a part of that, like tiredness, but it's kind of, it's relieving, like the, you know, you've resolved your conflict and you're in the healing phase. And so psychologically you're in a state of relief, but when you're conflict active with this adrenal program, it's not relaxing exhaustion because you're conflict active while you're in it. So it's that like stress tired kind of experiencing. It's not like nourishing rest. At least that's my experience with it. And so the great thing about this program, it's nice and easy when the symptom is occurring in the conflict active phase, because then when you are looking at the flare-ups, it's very simple typically to observe the pattern because the person will be on the track while they are experiencing the symptom. So, you know, when working with someone who has this conflict, it's like, okay, well, when was the last time that you were really, really tired, which happened to be in your case, like I think the day before or 2 days before or something we talked.
Yes.
So then we spent, I don't know, probably 20 minutes. I was like, okay, tell me
go through the day. What time did you have to take a nap, and what happened? What were you thinking about? So maybe you could kind of explain what was going on that afternoon.
Yes, and I remember, it's funny because right now I don't remember everything that was going on that day, but I remember like I was like, oh my gosh, Freya, like this happened and then this happened and then this happened. I was like, there was a lot of ways that this could have developed, but what it really was is that I got in, so in the afternoon I got a phone call through my work phone, and I answer, I'm like, hey, this is Dr. Kaylee Rosen. Like, and I don't remember her name, but this woman introduced herself like, hey, I know this is an awkward, like I don't know if this is appropriate for me to be reaching out to you or if this is awkward, but I'm a nurse practitioner and I see you're a medical doctor for an esthetician in town, and they put up a posting for a new medical director, and I'm just curious, like why it didn't work out, or like what's going on, if you feel like comfortable talking about it with me. And so I spoke with her, and I actually, it was a great conversation. I had a lovely time chatting with her. Her and I like clicked in a way, and she's like, hey, if you're ever looking to hire, like I'd be interested in working with you. So she's like, I'm interested in like, getting into alternative medicine. So I'm like, okay, cool. And so like it was actually a pleasant conversation. However, afterwards, I did have this feeling. So I'm a medical director for two different estheticians in town, and this one particular esthetician had offered a certain, I don't know, whatever her and her partner had offered, like it turns out there was a misunderstanding, and
In terms of like financial
there's a
reciprocity.
financial, yeah, an X percentage of what I thought was of sales, and they said no, it's X percentage of profit. And so essentially they were not paying me. They were not paying me anything. And so but this is like a couple months in, and I'm like, okay, well this isn't gonna work for me, because that didn't make any sense for me to put my license on the line for essentially nothing. So I kindly said, okay, this is going to work. Let's part ways. And so when this other nurse practitioner reached out to me, and she says like, oh, they're offering X amount per month. And I had this like instant regret of like, oh, I should have worked it out with them. Like if they're offering to pay, like that's worth something. Like maybe, and I already put in this time and effort and, even like some of my resources to go into this deal, like, because it increased my malpractice insurance. So like all of that made me feel like I'd done something wrong, right? So and then like shortly after that, and it was a busy day, like I said, there a lot had happened that day, but right after that I was like, oh my God, I have to take a nap right now. And I did. So I took a nap. I was exhausted and took a nap. And so that was that flare up that happened right before our first appointment.
Yeah. So maybe just to describe what I was thinking, so the people listening can start to like see the pattern and kind of do this process themselves. So I didn't know, basically. So you originally came and said, okay, I'm experiencing this exhaustion, and it's been going on since I was 17, on and off with periods where it's very intense, and periods where it's more low grade. And you had mentioned that you had had a severe accident, which we're going to get into, when you were whatever 16, 17, and that you have the symptom of exhaustion, and there are multiple, special biological programs that can create this kind of chronic exhaustion. But from the women that work with me, this tends to be the most common one. So that's kind of where I'm always going. So that's why I asked her, before even going to when it started at 17, for the most recent flare up, because then I could check, am I correct in that it is an adrenal program? And so, we went through the day, and most of it I'm like, hey, no, this is no, not the thing. And then when you said this, I was like, oh, okay. So here she is, she's having this this like rumination of, oh, I've only I had just, you know, stuck with it. If I had had a certain conversation, you know, I've there's this regret that I've gone in the wrong direction. And then I think I, you know, have I made the wrong decision? And I think I probably said, like, do you commonly feel like you make the wrong decision? And you were like, yes, all the time. And mm-hmm. and because, so again, this is a conflict active phase symptom. So while in the rumination, you know, while experiencing that like obsessive thought loop of conflict activity, she would be expressing the symptoms. So it matched up. So that's why I spent time going through the recent flare up, even though it's like, you know, it's maybe a mundane and wasn't the biggest flare up and it doesn't connect back immediately for you to the original thing. But I was checking which biological program it was. So just to kind of explain that process to people who want to, you know, repeat it on themselves, that's what I was doing.
It makes a lot of sense in hindsight, but in the moment when you were asking me, I was like, I don't know what this has anything to do with me, like, you know, and especially because, like, you know, we'll get into it, but like, I had a story in my mind, like it was related to an accident, like,
yeah.
a, you know, traumatic brain injury when I was 16. So it, you know, I appreciate the questioning and like the persistence of like, okay, let's see what's really going on here.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So then we clarified this. So then I'm getting more clear of, like, you know, the direction that we need to go in. So then I think we probably did pivot to 16, 17. So maybe you could tell the story of the accident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this was the event that you associated with the symptoms. And I'm guessing also that only you can correct me if I'm wrong, but that probably got more and more affirmed over time. Like, you're a naturopath, you eat really well, you do all the stuff, and yet the exhaustion is still there. So it must be mm-hmm. the result of like the physical injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after so many years, like, I definitely questioned myself, like, mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, like, is, because with traumatic brain injuries, like, from what my understanding was, is like, they, like, you don't know to what extent it's having an impact, right? And so, like, was I healed? Was I not healed? Like, is my, you know, is my fatigue now related to like an iron deficiency, right? It's like, it's like where my, you know, naturopathic brain is like going in other directions too.
Right.
And obviously exploring different paths. But so when I was 16, so this was like end of my junior year, some big paper was due, I can't remember for which class, and I was finishing it late that morning, printed it off, driving to school and running late. And so I, after the brain injury, I didn't actually remember any of this. I was told this. So the story is that I like ran a yellow light and someone was turning. I swerved not to hit. They were also doing the yellow light thing, right? So we're both moving and I swerved not to hit this car. It was in a construction area. And so my car went underneath a dump truck. So given that impact, the car frame like literally came into like the left side of my skull. And no airbags came off, right? So like I might have been protected if there had been airbags, but it was like a definitely direct impact to my brain or skull, and knocking around my brain. So I you know, lost memory of that happened, and then I also had amnesia like after the fact. Like, I don't remember being in the hospital. I don't really remember my parents picking me up or that those whole couple, like next couple of weeks are a bit fuzzy. And then, you know, healing happens. I like, you know, finish off the year, you know, take the summer off of, obviously there's no school during the summer. I go back senior year and school's really hard. So I was like, straight A student, like, you know, in AP classes, like, you know, I was really into sciences. And so at that point, it felt like, you know, my life was ruined at some level, right? So like, I felt like I had you know, I was at fault for, you know, I was told I was at fault for this accident. And I feel like I picked up that story. And so then now, you know, instead of being like, I had to drop out of these like advanced classes and so for the rest up until now, like my story that, you know, I don't know if I would share this with anyone, but like that the course of my life dramatically changed. Like I would have been, you know, I could have been like a more successful human if I'd like, you know, studied physics in college or biochemistry or what, like whatever. But I ended up studying like psychology and philosophy in college because it, like my brain could handle that at that time.
Yeah. So I love this story for so many reasons because, you know, when you're learning Germany medicine, you see, you read the first law, the iron rule of cancer. You know, so basically this is that the conflict shock precedes the symptom. And it's like, it's a law, you know, but there's three exceptions and the three exceptions are, poisoning, you know, severe malnutrition and injury. And I'm kind of like always harping on to people of like, don't assume that your thing is the three exceptions. And I love your story so much because it illustrates so well, like you had a very real injury. And this is like not to deny like the intensity of the injury and like the real physiologic, you know, consequences to the injury. And when you know German new medicine, it's like, well, of course, both things can be true, that you had an injury that was physical, like brute force, you know, hitting you, and that injury, like the experience that then followed, right, the whole healing process and the impact that had on the direction of your life is an experience that is very ripe for conflict shock, you know. So then someone can be dealing with an injury and at least one maybe special biological program. And, you know, it is very easy to lump those two things together and assume that the symptoms that are expressing because of the special biological program, that's the injury, when actually it's related to the, you know, experience that occurred like alongside the injury and the healing process. And so, so that's kind of where I think I probably spend a lot of time pushing you when we were talking of like, okay, and how did this change your life? Like, and how did it feel? You know, you come from like, your mom's a big success, you know, the medical doctor, you're super, super bright. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope, like absolute turn of how things are going to go. And also, I mean, it's just an interesting thing because, and I think we'll get more into it as well, like how these things repeat over and over again for you, that like the specific thing tone that kind of repeated quite a lot was like, you might make the right decision, but like, it would be too late. Like, you know, you should have made that decision that you made like 3 years earlier, 5 years earlier or whatever. And it's like, you were late going to school. You know, you were late finishing your paper. You were late going to school. And that's why you got into the accident in the first place. And then from there, then you were just like perpetually behind. So even if you were kind of ultimately making the right decisions, you weren't like, you know, married with the kids in the career at 22 or whatever. And so yeah, I really wanted to have you on as to give like such a direct example of how to, you know, just ask more questions, like ask about the experience of the injury. Like whatever, whether it was a broken leg or a huge car accident or whatever, that it doesn't have to be an either or situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that what you just said there is was huge and is huge when you're learning this framework, is what is the, like getting more nitty gritty into the energetic resonance of the psyche. Because if it were just, oh, I made the wrong decision, it's like, that didn't really, like, that's not really the actual energetic resonance. The energetic resonance is that of, that lateness, that like, I am behind essentially, mm-hmm. like, and it is, and so that's where
it because was, because of decisions that you made that were.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so
which is an interesting thing, because like there is, you know, there are thyroid conflicts, for example, that are related to time and, you know, and the sensation of being behind, but I don't think that that's the biological program that you're running, because it is still this, you know, I've made a wrong decision that is leading to kind of a very bad consequence, which is being, you know, behind in the dream life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's so interesting how different people pick up, develop different biological adaptations for similar events, or for even the same event. Like, as like you're saying, like it could have been that I could have developed thyroid
mm-hmm.
adaptation.
Or self-evaluation, or, you know, so many ways. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's interesting you mentioned thyroid, because actually that runs in my family. So like my mother has had thyroid issues. She's had her thyroid removed, my Nana, my aunt, all of the women on my mom's side of the family. So it's just as you were saying that, I was like, oh, that's so interesting that it developed differently for me. And I have a feeling that, I don't know, it's just like different people have pick up different things.
Totally. I mean, that's the nuance, and that's the gift of knowing the five biological laws as well. Why do we all experience different symptoms? And finally, you know, it's the answer. It's just the unique psychological experience. So we spent a lot of time discussing this, the accident, and like, okay, how could this be how could you have experienced an adrenal conflict, you know, through what the aftermath of the accident? And then I think we went through, so when were the other like major flare-ups that we discussed? Because there were like periods of time, right, where you were.
Exactly. So the next, or I think the other one that we talked about was when I was in naturopathic medical school, right? So for, you know, like I went back in my late 20s, and for 4 years, I might have taken a nap during lunch, like, I don't know, 3 out of 5 days, like every week. Like I was like taking naps like constantly. And I, again, thought it was like, okay, I'm using my brain a lot. And like, maybe, you know, maybe there's remnants of the brain injury, you know, like, and I was trying to listen to my body, right? I'm like, oh, if I'm tired, I'm like gonna, I'll take a nap. But like you were saying near the beginning, is like, it didn't necessarily feel restful. Like, yes, I could get through the rest of the day, but it wasn't like, oh my God, like, you know, I'm good now. So what we discussed with that is like, okay, so how is this theme of like being like how come I was stepping on this track, like, you know, every day? And it's, you know, I've been doing some introspection even since our talk. And it was like, when I was at naturopathic medical school, yes, I was like in the place I wanted to be, but I would all like, I did feel like I was behind, like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm late coming here, right? Like I, you know, I should have done this like a few years ago. And even that, like I'd thought about it for years, but,
you thought, like, you'd waited years to go to the school.
I'd waited years to go. Yeah. Uh-huh. And so like, I waited to take the prerequisites. I waited to go. And then, you know, being there, like I, even though my cohort was like closer to my age than, cause I started in the winter. And so we have a winter cohort and a fall cohort. And so the fall cohort were like, they were tend to be younger, and the winter cohort tended to be older. So I was in an older cohort, but I still felt like I was on the older side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like you made the right decision, but
exactly,
you made the right decision, like, you know, at a different point in time.
But like looking back, it's so freeing to think, oh, like there wasn't necessarily something like wrong with, like, you know, like everyone talks about adrenals in school, right? Like that's a huge focus of like naturopathic medicine, like, right, you know, digestion, adrenals. And so like, you know, it's so freeing to think back and be like, oh, like my body was being adaptive, like it was trying to protect me. And since like our first session, I'm like, it's just like, I felt cured. I said this earlier, that I, you know, I think I've stepped on the track like once or twice, like in the last like couple months. And I will catch myself. I will have those thoughts like, oh, I should have done this, or I'm late to that, or like, behind in some way. And I will just stop myself, because I'm like, that's not helpful right now. Like, what's helpful right now?
I wonder if you could speak a little bit more to that. So since we did the session, you know, seeing this pattern, we kind of like kept going over it, and like, okay, give me the next, like, I was really, you know, wanted you to see it and like, and you know, have it click. And I just find like the more moments you can make it make sense for somebody, the better. And so then, I'm curious, like, did you have to do a lot of like repatterning your thoughts, or was it just like a lot lifted immediately? And then there were some moments where you did need to like, okay, no more, we're not doing this. How did you integrate that?
Yeah, that's really interesting. And okay, so what happened? So for me, what happened was, it felt like a huge weight was lifted, like right during, like, yeah, with all of those connections that we had during that session. And then afterwards, I just was being aware of my thoughts, and, you know, any, like the amount of times that that thought would pop up, or that feeling, cause like, could get into that emotional resonance. I'm like, that is it. I know that. And that's what's causing, like, that's the track. As soon as I was paying attention, I was like, oh my God, I'm thinking this multiple times a day. Like, and might not have been to the same degree. Cause like, I don't remember, like, other than that flare up right before our session, I don't remember the last time I took a nap. But so I wonder if,
it was low grade.
It was probably low grade. Yeah. And so, but once I started being aware, I was like, oh my God, this thought is popping up all the time. And so what I did was just notice the thought and then thought a different thought. Yeah. So I was essentially trying to reprogram. So it's still like the thought, and now the thoughts have decreased. So they have lessened, but they were happening way more frequently when I started noticing them, or when I was aware. And then,
was it trippy for you to see how much you were thinking that in that kind of structure?
It was crazy, because I didn't realize how much of my identity I had developed around this, my internal identity too, because it's not a flattering thought to share with people. And that's part of what we look for in German medicine, is that emotional isolation. And so feeling like something, you know, like going from being like a model student, like, I grew up going to church, and like, so like, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I did like all of these things. Like, my identity was around like being a good girl. And so like being at fault for something was really, emotionally isolating. Right. And so I didn't like to talk about it. I didn't like to bring up the brain injury. And then also I felt damaged. So, and then similar to like the first story we talked about of this woman who called me, like, it's not easy for me, you know, it wouldn't have been easy for me to share before, like, talking with you, right? Like, sharing that, like, I made, you know, you made a mistake, or I think I made, like, I made a huge mistake, right? So, when I catch myself now, like, it's, like I said, I changed the thought into like, okay, what do I do with this information? Mm-hmm. Like, how do I move forward with this? How can this benefit me? Because if I'm afraid of like making mistakes, like I'm actually not going to get very far in life. Right. And so it's like, mistakes are part of life. And I wish I had, I don't know, it feels easy for me to be like, I just changed my thoughts, but like, so I kind of wish I had a better prescription to like share with people.
It
obviously
is a lot easier to change your thoughts though when you understand the origin. Like when you understand that your present day, so you're 37 years old, that your, you know, your daily rumination now about, you know, constantly, oh, I've made a mistake, I've made the wrong decision. It's like, oh, it's because of when I was 17, you know, this thing happened. And of course, little 17-year-old me felt so guilty and like isolated and, you know, kind of all torn up about, you know, being told that I caused this thing that then put me down, you know, a completely different trajectory in life. And to me, I don't know, I find that personally very helpful to like realize like, oh, these psychological ruminations, they are biological, right? They are part of the adaptation. And to understand that turning, that moment when everything changed, right? When your way of seeing the world changed. Somehow that does help you to then be like, I don't know, to see it, to take it less seriously, and therefore then be able to change, to like choose a different thought.
Exactly.
So how's your energy been since then?
It's so much better. Like, yeah, like I said, I think I've only had a couple small moments where I was like, I, you know, step on the track or feel like I need to take a nap. And
how was that when you did step on the track and then felt the exhaustion and saw the connection? What was that like?
To be honest, it was a little disheartening because I felt,
yeah,
I was so excited that I was like, I cured this. I know exactly what the problem is, and
yeah,
I'm catching myself in the act and it's not happening anymore. And so I actually did this happened just recently today, so that's why it's pretty fresh, but I like stepped on the track today and I felt like I needed to take a nap, and I was a little hard on myself. I was like, I thought I solved this. But I back to it gave me another opportunity to feel into or experience a way out of it. Okay, so I still got myself out of it, but I had to be a little more specific and creative. Okay, so I back to, you know, telling myself, okay, this isn't helpful right now. That didn't work at first, so then I had to come up with a what's like something to do in the future. So I had to come up with a plan to execute something in the future if that happened, if this sort of thing happened again. Okay. And it was just a matter of like making my time, like something important in my life, a little more sacred, and not allowing the distraction essentially. And so saying, okay, when something's important to me, I give it the time and I hold it sacred. So coming up with a plan for the future, that's what helped me get out of this one.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I know. I know that that's a common thing of just like, I want it to be gone forever and ever. But it is such a great learning. Every little relapse, it's like you get, if you're paying attention, you know, because all these comics have like subtle flavors to them, you know, and it's touching on those like subtle flavors, those subtle emotional like tones that, you know, a few more relapses in it, like then it will be gone, like gone, gone, because you'll see something, you'll see that last little thread or something. So yeah, it's like frustrating. And then hopefully, you know, through the listening to the podcast, you know, people can be equipped to like, okay, it's frustrating, but is there something I could learn here? And yeah, to learn that there's different ways of coming off the track. And again, it's another opportunity to affirm the pattern, you know, like make sure that our theory was correct.
Exactly. And I thought of something else that I find really interesting, that in like, since first talking with you and being like, oh my God, I found it. I don't need to worry about this anymore. And you know, my energy has been great. And so when I don't, like, there's nights where I don't sleep well, I'm not worried that I'm going to be tired during the day. Like I used to associate the two, like where I'm like, okay, I didn't sleep well, I'm tired during the day, or like I'm tired, like my sleep is gonna, you know, like I was really tying those back to back a little bit. But knowing that there's this adrenal program that I was running, then, you know, it makes sense when you think about how adaptable the human body can be, in that, like, when people are, you know, at war, or people are getting not a lot of sleep at night and they can still make it through the day. Like, I just felt like that was not accessible to me. I was like, I just was dialed in on how sleep was so important. And it's so freeing. It's also freeing to know that, like, the sleep is not the only thing contributing to energy throughout the day. So I can have less sleep at night and still be fine during the day because I'm not running the track. Mm-hmm. So that's been a really cool realization too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it. Is there anything else you want to add about this story?
I think we covered it.
Okay. Anything, do you want to say anything too about, like, being a naturopathic doctor and then, like, finding GNM and
you know, I mean, what's that mind trip. It's such a mind trip. It's really rocking my world in a very good way. I'm so happy. It feels like I have just unlocked a key to, well, I found treasure or something, like, I don't know what kind of analogy you can use, but it's so incredible because it's I love being a naturopathic doctor. I love helping people. I love being a detective. Like, I've always thought of my job as trying to put the puzzle pieces together of someone's story. So I feel like the way I set up my practice has already been, it worked. It's been really easy for me to integrate, and I don't want to use the word integrate, like to talk with people through a new, like with a new lens.
Mm-hmm.
Because German New Medicine is not, we've talked about this, it's not a modality. It's not like just picking up how about we try this? It's like, this is a different way of, not a different, it is the way of understanding mm-hmm. how we work, essentially. It is like, to me, it is the key. So it's like, I keep coming back to the word freeing. Like, it's just very, just takes the fear out of health, right? It's like in so many different parts of our lives, and especially conventional medicine, but alternative medicine or complementary medicine has adapted this too, of being afraid of X, Y, or Z, being afraid of, you know, pathogens or your immune system, and to not be afraid of those things just feels incredible.
Yeah.
So thanks for starting this podcast. Like, it really was a big catalyst in my journey and in learning this and, you know, helping people with this. So I feel really appreciative for you and other people in who are getting the word out. I do believe it's a movement, and I'm so glad that social media exists and podcasts exists, and like, we live in a world now where this can make a big difference in a lot of people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, maybe we'll wrap there, and I'll just say, for people who are curious to explore, you know, if they are running an adrenal thing, just, you know, so Kaylee, like, each of these stories is like taking the bigger thing of what is the general conflict, and then finding each kind of person, each idiosyncratic expression of that. And so, you know, yours likely, maybe someone's listening to this is like, oh my God, this is exactly me. But, you know, there are, I've seen, I don't know, dozens and dozens of ways that the adrenal conflict can look, right? So you have to just think about all of the ways you could make wrong decisions, right? Like, in your career, in a relationship, with kids, and like, you know, previous parenting decisions. I've seen that, like, where you feel like bad for maybe certain medical interventions that you gave your children, or you know, whatever. It can go many different ways. But to observe, like, is there a relationship between your exhaustion and this rumination around you know, choosing the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, making a mistake, going down the wrong path, betting on the wrong horse. You know, there's all kinds of different ways to phrase it, but hopefully people are getting the essence of that feeling of just like, you've done something, you've done this irrevocable damage. And so your body is saying, okay, we're going to just pull out your batteries so you stop messing things up. And when you're going in the right direction, this is the beautiful thing about this program. It's like amazing if this is what you're running, because the moment you resolve it, the moment you downgrade it, or, you know, like really lessen stepping on the track with it, your energy just comes like totally back. That's the beautiful thing with this one. You know, in the healing phase, there's not like some new big, not going to be taken out, you know, in a big healing phase. The healing phase is going to be energizing. So hopefully that's, and I'll just say one other thing too, like, yeah, I'm not really like in, I'm not in this world, so I can't speak to the specifics, but I know that there's a lot of, you know, like, in naturopathy and many of the alternative health space, like there's a lot of like adrenal supplements and adrenal this and like doing all these things for your adrenals, but those things will never outpace a special biological program, you know? And so it's like, beautiful, do all those nourishing, supporting things for your adrenals and resolve your conflicts, you know, it'll really go a lot smoother, and you won't be like working against your body that's trying to do something for you. So as soon as you stop sending this message to your body that you're going down the wrong path, all your energy, you know, will come right back. So thank you so much, Kaylee, for this great story.
Yeah. Thank you so much for all you do for it. Thank you for the time today.